Okay, it's my second day here at the, what do you call this, Khan Studio 2? What are we calling this?
Khan Studio 2, just for a quick little short name.
And so we don't confuse people here. I'm with my good buddy EJ LeFevre, otherwise known as EJ Khan. She runs the gallery Khan Studio and Good Morning Gloucester Gallery on Rocky Neck at Madfish Wharf.
77.
77. It is,
Q3.
you paint, you ripped everything down. Well, I shouldn't say ripped. You took everything down, put fresh coat of paint everywhere, and you're starting out with a blank canvas at the gallery this year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
so
it's exciting.
it's going to be very exciting.
It's going to be all different. It's going to be so different, from last year.
In
There's
what
less,
ways?
there's a lot less stuff because I've got this second location. A lot of the extraneous stuff that I had to take with me every year out of Annisquam and bring it somewhere would go to the gallery. So the place was more cluttered. This year it's a lot more clean and streamlined. And I mean, there's your new work, and Deb Shraddick's going to be the full season artist with her wonderful watercolors and oil paintings, and my new montages and the guest artists. So it'll all be different than, it ever was before.
It looks great. And so this is what you're calling your new work, montages, because I wrote a post this morning about you. Well, it was about us, and you had hung my work, and I went on in the post to talk about your work that you, but I couldn't, I was like, what do I call it? Because they're unlike, I haven't seen anybody in town doing what this kind of medium that you've been doing. Like, what do you call it? You call it a montage.
Well, montage would be the taking and combining of a number of different photographs, as opposed to a collage where you've got different pieces of paper that are kind of glued together to create an image. These are multiple photographs. Some of them might have as many as 23 different photographs merged together to create the image. And then I go one step further by making them three-dimensional and tearing the edges of the images so that they just look totally different from. I don't imagine anyone else anywhere has ever done them.
And they're very Gloucester-centric as well.
Definitely Gloucester-centric. It's the whole series is called Glorious. Is Gloucester, the Gritty, and the Glorious, and because each piece encompasses. When I say the gritty, it's like the true grit of Gloucester, the working, side of Gloucester, and which is also glorious, but then the glorious as far as the images that we see around us, because every one is made up of, old rusted hulls of ships, or fishing net, or whatever in kind of the background image, and then the foreground image is something that's more recognizable as some of the beautiful things that we see around Gloucester. And
Yeah, beautiful. Different people see beauty different ways. Like a lot of like I got away from a lot of the stuff I started out on the blog. My series called Beautiful Industry, and it would always be like, this rusted out winch, or this, these old wheels on the fork truck, and depending on how you look at it, this is a beautiful. It's a in a industrial sense, it's not all that attractive, but on a But in a artistic sense, a lot of people find that kind of stuff beautiful. And your work, I can't even I think you're going to be able to, you may be able to retire this year after you sell so many of these pieces. People are going to freak out, and you're going to sell so many of these pieces, it's going to be ridiculous.
And I just enjoy doing them so much because I've been a photographer for so many years, but also a painter. And I've always kind of focused on my painting and not on my photography because, particularly here, there are so many amazing photographers. And it's like, well, why put this image out when there are so many other people, doing equally or greater images? But I feel like I've come up with something where I can use my photography and do it in such a totally different way that it becomes more of a fine art piece as opposed to just being a photograph. Not to take
Photograph.
anything away
No,
from
no, I
photographs,
understand.
but
Absolutely.
it just puts it it just allows me to create a separate body of work that's totally different from anything anyone else is doing, and
Yeah.
just having a lot of fun with it and being able to use all these photographs that I've taken that I was never doing anything with.
It is so cool. And you have the different kind of colors. There's like the blues, and then you have the rusts and the greens and the sands and the, like, yeah, very cool. Very cool. So I've known you for going on 3 years now.
3 years I've been here. Well, actually, it'll be 3 years in September.
Right. So 2.5, but this is good, like the third season, I would
Yeah,
say, right?
right.
And when I you like you started out, and there was painting. But you, like, when you came to the blog, you had your series.
The Did You Know series,
which turned into a book. So here's your book, okay? And then the next year, you come out with
the glass painting,
and then you have your regular painting, and your shadow box, your treasure boxes and stuff, and then you come out with another book, which is a kind of a fantasy book, the Owl and the Pussycat book. What was called?
Tales of Bong Tree Island.
And now this year, it's a different medium. It's photography placed into a three-dimensional kind of montage way, totally unique thing. Like, is there any? Do you feel like you get bored easily in one medium, and you want to just push different boundaries? What is it that makes you bounce from thing to thing to thing? Is it a desire to create something? What is it? Why don't you explain?
It's hard to say. I have to call it the muse, because I don't necessarily think ahead of time, this is something that I'm going to do. There are always just circumstances that occur that push me in that direction. So it's not like I think of it ahead of time. It's like with the book. The book just came. It came out of the clear blue, hit me, and there was no not doing it. I just had to go with it because that was where the energy was pushing me to go. The same with these. They just came out of the clear. You know what actually started this happening was you emailing me and asking me if I would do something with Ed for Ed's coronation.
Oh,
at the chamber.
That was what started it?
That was what actually started me. Because I've done
putting
this.
Putting his head onto Superman
and George Washington and everybody else. Yeah. And I've done work like this in the past, but never exactly like this. But it was that kind of clicked that back in my brain, that's something that I enjoy doing. And then it was like, oh, I've got all these photographs. And then it just kind of went from there. So I never know what direction I'm going to go in because the universe directs you.
I go with the flow.
Yeah, you let it push you in the direction
it's going. And
so I can't say right now what I could possibly be doing this next winter when I start doing work, because I just have no idea.
Did you say Ed's coronation?
Ed's coronation, yeah.
I love that you said Ed's coronation like that's an official term. That all future presidents of the...
Well, I don't know if there'll ever be another coronation.
I know, right? I hope no one else uses, but it's like so fitting, right? The coronator is like la la. Yeah, we can't use Kim Smith's intro music. La la la. Not for Ed. Ed is more of a regal something or other. But yeah, that's so great. Yeah, Ed just walked in, by the way.
Yeah.
Ed,
you want coffee?
I'll have a coffee,
sure. And say no to coffee. That's like Ed saying no to an IPA. It doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't happen. As EJ pours the coffee. So we have a lot of things coming up at the gallery's going to be open soon.
I'm planning to open... the Mad Fish Grill is opening, last I heard anyway, on May 9th. And so I know Gigi Madero's the Quattro Gallery is opening May 9th. Kiss on the Neck Ice Cream is opening May 9th, and I'll plan to open May 9th as well. That'll be a soft opening. And depending on weather, I mean, if it's pouring rain and nasty and cold, I won't bother. But May 9th's the opening, and then Mother's Day weekend will be like the more official opening.
The only work that I saw hung at the gallery was mine so far.
You know what's so cool? My mother, she's 81, and she just loves this place. She loves coming here, and I could never have her come to Rocky Neck in the summer before because I lived in the loft in the gallery, and that would have been a really uncomfortable place to even think about having her come. Plus, I'd be tied up with the gallery and wouldn't be able to, pay attention to her. But she came up. She wanted to come up and help me. And so she came up and actually helped me paint the gallery walls and stayed for a few days. And we went to the dance over at the center and went to breakfast at Sales Dance. And she just loves it here. So she's coming back up Sunday. She said, I'm going to come back up and help you. And I said, well, everything's pretty much done, except I'm hanging the artwork. And she said, well, I can help you with that. So she's going to help me, figure out where everything's going to go and hand me nails and the hammer.
It looks like you have a lot of, I know you're going to get it done. I mean, you will definitely get it done. It's just, you got some... There's some work ahead of you.
Yeah, but the major work of getting the gallery prepared to put the work up is the most work.
You've run galleries in the past.
Many. Years, yeah.
Which ones were some of your favorite, and which one? And what are some of the problems that you run into when you run galleries? So, some people's egos get out of control.
Artists can be, because I have a corporate. My background is corporate, and I came to art later in life. And even though I'm an artist, I'm very both left brain and right brain mm-hmm. in most everything I do, and working with artists who I love and they're my people and who I'm the most comfortable with can also be sometimes the most challenging. But although here I don't find that to be the case, you know, here on Cape Ann artists seem to be much easier to deal with than they have been in other places.
I wonder if that is because, like, say you're in another community and they don't have the art presence that, that Cape Ann or Gloucester has. So, like, if you're an artist in XYZ community, they feel crazy super special, whereas here there are so many amazing artists, like, you know, like, you know, you're like, there's... Okay, sit down now. Look, well, there's a bunch of other talented people in the room too.
Exactly.
Don't get too full of your britches because there's some other amazing artists here.
When I was in Key Largo, that was probably one of the most fun galleries, other than this one. But that was a huge. It was like 2,600 square feet, so it was a huge gallery. But it was also like the center across the street. It was a cultural center, so it was a lot of performance art, mm-hmm. and so that was fun. It was the visual art, and I had guest artist spaces there, so there was, you know, different work coming in, but every Friday, Saturday, there'd be spoken word poetry, and then there'd be theater production and music, and so it was, there was just always people coming in and things going on. We did drum circles and Reiki healing circles, and even have CPR classes there. Just, it was always something happening.
And you did one. You had a gallery in East Boston.
I had
Boston.
Two galleries in East Boston. I had Khan Studio. That was when Khan Studio started at 80 Boyer Street, which was a large artist studio building. There were 42 artists. In the
Is it like co-op style? How does that work?
No, each artist had their own studio. I just happened to have a really large studio, and it was production because I did printing, you know, G Clay printing for other artists, and I did framing and matting and packaging for artists, but I did work for, you know, many of the nonprofits in East Boston. And then I had a separate, smaller gallery called Images by Khan and Murray, which was my friend Chris Murray.
Yep.
Moved to Mexico. He and I were partners in that. That was a smaller...
Do you know how many people have a hard time pronouncing? They see Cape Ann G. Clay.
G. Clay, yeah.
G-I-C-L-E-E. How many different pronunciations of that I've
heard? It happened right this morning at Mamie's Kitchen when we were having coffee.
Let me guess who it was. Donna.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, Donna. Yeah, my sister, my mother, everybody, like, and I've told them probably, you know, half a dozen times and they still can't get it right.
It's like G-Z, G-Clay. It's French.
Yeah.
And so.
I wonder if it has a dirty meaning.
It
sounds dirty.
It actually means to spray.
Well, there you go.
It's dirty. And, because it's an inkjet process, so it's the spraying, it's the ink spray.
Right, the ink. And spraying of the ink. That's right. G-Clay. Oh, goodness gracious, where this podcast leads us. So what certain events are you looking forward to this summer?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to just opening the gallery and being... I mean, the major event that's already happened is that I'm living on Rocky Neck.
Yeah.
It's just like that to me is
above Sailor Stands.
So huge, above Sailor Stands, and it's like I got both ends of Rocky Neck covered now. You know,
I'm here
at that, and I'm right across from the center, so it's like I can be more involved on a volunteer basis, but I can also be more involved as far as going to events that happen over there. I don't have to drive. I don't have to worry about, oh, it's too dark for me to drive. I can just walk across the street.
Because you were living in Annisquam in the winters before, and you have eye problems. You know,
I have night vision
problems. You will not drive it. You basically won't drive at night. So whenever we had an event, like, the one person that was always missing was EJ because she couldn't drive at night.
And then
I would always figure out afterwards, and I wouldn't think of this ahead of time because I'm so self-absorbed that I'm such an idiot, that I should have always reached out to you and said, listen, I'll pick you up and drop you off. And you'd never ask.
But I wouldn't ask because Annisquam is like, it's like so far away. It's not like it's just around the corner.
Oh, I would. Yeah. We still would want you there, so we would pick you up. It would not be an issue.
But now I'm here.
But now you're
now,
here.
Now I wouldn't think about asking somebody because I'm right here.
You can walk.
And I can walk to things here. Mm. But getting down there and getting the gallery open, I'm really looking forward to that and all the guest artists and just everything that goes on Manfish Wharf.
Yeah, bananas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of this. So maybe you can shed some light because you're down here all the time and you probably have a little bit more insight than we do. What's going on with the studio? What's the latest that you hear from the studio?
The latest that I've heard, and the stories keep, I haven't heard it from any horse's mouth, so I'm just hearing it from other people.
Secondhand. Heard okay, it from, keep this in mind.
From yep. people who are in the know, kind of thing. But last I heard was that they were planning to open in July, and that they were going to be doing fried clam, yeah. kind of.
That's the rumor that you're
that's
saying.
That's the rumor, yeah. Okay. But then you'll hear another rumor that they're not going to open up at all.
Maybe I should just kind of wait.
I'm at this point, wait and see what happens. They've been working like crazy down there.
Yeah.
So I think they're, and having having bought that new place, I'm sure Dennis really wants to be able to open this season to start to make some income on the place.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And then we've got the Madfish, which is going to be, I think, awesome this season because Jordan, sushi chef Jordan, is going to be running the restaurant. I mean, in conjunction with Mickey, but he's more going to be running the restaurant part. They've expanded the sushi bar. They've redone the inside of the place, all
really?
Light and bright. It's beautiful inside there.
I thought you haven't done it. You should take some pictures there.
I will. I'm just waiting for them to. Right now, it's still a lot of construction debris
yep.
going on. As soon
yep.
as it's at a point, which probably, if they're trying to open next week, is probably getting close to it now.
That's big news. Well, people. A lot of people that I had spoken to, and this was my experience too, the last couple of years, the sushi with these guys are the real deal sushi
mm-hmm.
guys.
Yeah.
And people were going to Madfish specifically for the sushi. They were that good. So this guy, do you know where he was trained before?
Uni, which is like one of the premier sushi restaurants in Boston.
Uh-huh.
That's where he came from.
Okay.
Where he was trained, I'm not sure whether it was there or someplace
right.
else. But. But no, Jordan's great, and Song is coming back. He was there last year as well. The other sushi chef, and then there are a couple of other chefs that'll be there, new chefs that'll be doing other types. And they've got a manager, which is major for Madfish to actually have a restaurant manager.
Yeah.
Because then that allows Nikki and Jordan to focus on the things that they need to focus on, and not the little nitty gritty. You know, making sure that the staff is all trained and. Doing what they're supposed to be doing when they're supposed to be doing it. That was always, to me, a missing, majorly important ingredient that just wasn't really there in the past. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be, I think the restaurant end of things is going to be really exciting. And then there's little Stan's always. And
Stan's rocking it.
Yeah.
I should know this, but I don't because I'm, are they open for lunch too, or certain days are they open for lunch? How do they work? They're open
breakfast and like early lunch, but I think as the season kicks in, like right now they're open just Saturday and Sunday, and they open from 7:30 until about 11:30. But like last weekend, they had so many people kept coming that they just stayed open and kept serving. So they may be open until 1:30 as season kicks in more and there are more people around. And,
yeah.
You know.
By Memorial Day, they'll be. Probably going every day.
I would think. Right now, they're looking for help. If anyone's out there looking for work, there's Sailor Stans is looking for help, and Madfish is looking for some additional staff as well. So.
That's another good idea for a post for you.
I'm
walk up and down
to.
The street and say, okay, the Rocky Neck openings. You go to each place and say, what do you guys have for openings? Post that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Geez, who doesn't want to work? If you are a young kid, if you're a teenager or a college student, and you don't want to work on Rocky Neck, you got to have your head examined.
Yeah.
This is the spot right here.
It's a fun place to work.
This is the spot.
To be.
So you got that opening. Have you heard anything about the hot water shuttle, where it's going to be landing this year?
It's supposed to be landing at the studio. They're apparently reconfiguring the dock so that when people come off of the water taxi, they don't have to go through the studio restaurant. They'll
mm-hmm.
come up the side.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes more sense rather than having people traipsing right through the middle of the restaurant when people are having lunch and stuff.
Well, if I was the restaurant, I'd want them traipsing through and maybe stopping. But,
well, the thing is, the restaurant isn't necessarily always going to be open when people are trying to take their...
Yeah, no,
so that allows more flexibility for coming and going.
Yeah. And we just had the ribbon cutting ceremony and the passing of the keys at the cultural center of Rocky Neck.
Yeah,
very exciting.
That's awesome, yeah. I mean, for Rocky, that's just so major. For the Rocky Neck Art Colony to actually have a building that we own. It's like, with any art colony, any art area, there's always that concern that, someone's going to come in and buy up things and develop it and change it. It happens in art
mm-hmm.
communities everywhere around the country. And when you actually own something, when the art colony actually owns something, then it allows you to,
I am gonna join officially the Rocky Neck Art Colony this year.
High time.
There's my pledge. I'm putting in my, I don't know, was it $100 or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm going all in because I believe in them. Has there been any news source that's promoted Rocky Neck more than Good Morning Gloucester?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I am gonna. Who do I give the money to? Who would I go see?
If you go on to the Rocky Neck Art Colony website, you can download there's a membership form right there and you fill out, and then there's who to mail it to. It's a post office box.
They do a nice job with the newsletter. Judy Robinson Cox.
Judy Robinson Cox is amazing.
She's a workhorse.
Yeah, between the website and the newsletter and other things that she does, she's just an amazing.
She's probably. I should put together my top 10 list of local artisans.
Not recognized as much as they should be for what they do.
Local artisans. Yeah. The guy downstairs, George, your landlord.
Wayne,
sorry.
Yeah.
Jesus, why did I say George? Wayne, what's his last name?
You know, I can't think of his last name.
But anyway, Wayne is a totally underappreciated guy that I love his work.
Yeah.
And you
can always see it at Sales Stands.
You can always see it at Sales Stands. His stuff, and I don't think he promotes himself enough at all. I want to get on that because I like his stuff.
When you see his new stuff, you'll be blown away by that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Judy Robinson Cox is, I think she gets a lot of thing there, but, another one I really like is Mary Rhinelander.
Mm-hmm.
You know Mary Rhinelander?
Yeah.
She's really good. Yeah, I'm gonna work on that. I'm gonna put together a top 10. Joey C top 10.
And then this year,
everybody should do their own.
Gigi came in and became the artistic director when Judith Montefrante retired from that position. And Gigi's been doing an amazing job curating the exhibits over here. The best of you never get in. You haven't been in the center. That place is so amazing. You've got to go in and see it. But the Best of Rocky Neck exhibit was really just a wonderful exhibit upstairs and down. And Gigi just did an amazing job with curating that and hanging it. It just was a beautiful show.
The space that's next to the Rudder, in between the Rudder and the
Kismet
studio.
Wharf, where the residency.
No, where the Tin Building is.
Oh, Rocky Neck Gallery.
That's the Rocky Neck Gallery.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to be confused with the Rocky Neck Cultural Center.
Neck Cultural Center is at 1 Wanson Street, and the Rocky Neck Gallery is at... I think it's 53.
Is the Cultural Center going to be open 7 days a week and with artwork that people can buy, or is that not the concept?
There are rotating exhibits. I think that the whole season has been scheduled as far as exhibits. So they're basically monthly exhibits that rotate over there. Right now there's clothing optional. It's just hanging. It's going to be an interesting show.
Oh, wow.
So it's basically...
Wait a second.
It's basically a new...
Wait a second. We didn't lead with this? We did not lead... Clothing optional? We did not lead with clothing optional?
And wait till you see... I can't wait to see how people come to the opening.
Really?
Well, I mean,
wait a second. I know you got
with
Rocky
a name
Neck.
Like that, you know...
You got all these crazy liberals over here running around naked, fornicating...
Be interesting to see what some people might do with Saran Wrap.
When is this opening? I mean, this should be a headline. Judy Robinson Cox, you're gonna reach out to me on these
Rocky
things.
Rocky Neck News. You got it. Once you're a member of the Rocky Neck Colony.
I get it.
They
sent
out,
it to me, so
I don't remember what the opening date is.
Okay, this is something that I'm gonna bring this up right now. Someone was very upset with me. I'm not gonna say who it was or what it was about. Someone got very upset with me. There was something that was posted. I get press releases all the time. There was a video that was posted. And they didn't like something that was in this video. And what some people don't realize is that I don't read like everything that gets sent to me. I am assuming that people are coming from a good place and they send it to me. I just copy and paste 90% all those press releases. I'm not reading through them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get the blog done and do my work. So, so they didn't appreciate it. They asked me to take it down. I actually took it down. And then I found out that they had a conversation with someone and said, no, Joey knows exactly what he's putting up. He had to approve it. And I just like, you know, you could send me a press release and the middle of the press release, if it was words, it could say, Joey is a delusional douchebag. and it would make the blog, because I don't read the blog. You know what I mean? I don't read the whole thing. I don't have the time. I'm busy creating my own stuff. And the same thing with the video. Like, you could put flashing lights, Joey is a douchebag, Joey is a douchebag, Joey is a douchebag.
You have to watch the whole video.
I do not have the time to watch through the whole video. It just made me very kind of like, I was a little bummed out that the person, I'm always a little disappointed that people don't think that, like, you know, they don't give me the benefit of the doubt after all the good I think that we've done as a group, that they still think that, like, we're trying to come from some kind of evil place or something. We're trying to take people apart or something like that. You know,
you need to get over and cover the clothing optional.
Clothing optional.
Opening and put some of that up on Good Morning Gloucester, because this is art.
Yes.
And, you know, clothing for optional. As long as there have been artists, you know, the nude figure is just, I mean, that's just part of, they're going to be having life drawing classes over there as well.
So are there any, like, college-age women that would like to pose? Because I'd like to submit some work for this.
Well, the show's already, no, you can't get into that show. It's already done.
What? No! Oh. Damn!
And when you come to life drawing classes, when they have them,
this is
that,
art.
That would be photography. That would
this
just
is,
be.
Well, oh, wait a second. Wait, is this what we're going to go now? That photography is not art? Is that what you're saying
right
now?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, normally when they do a life drawing class, it's a drawing class. It's not photography.
I just suddenly lost interest. So now they're going to be drawing all fat broads. It's not good. Is that what you're talking about? It's all like the robust, Roman.
They're male and female.
Now you lost me even further. Now you're 50%. You lost me. You just dropped down another peg. Just keep it with. You know, you should just say, "This is we're selling here.
They're only 26-year-old wannabes.
Let me sell it. Okay, don't listen to anything EJ said. At the Rocky Neck Art Colony, come to Clothing Optional. I'm gonna have Alicia DeWolf come in and do the reading for this. And believe me, we'll pack the house. We'll have her do it in her 1-888 Alicia voice, and we will pack the house.
Lonely in Gloucester, as Craig said.
See, the way you sell it is, oh, we got fat pencil drawings of.
I didn't say that.
I don't want to go see no fat broads. I want to see some sexy, like, you know, naked
bitches. With the clothing optional show, that's everything. That would be photography as well as you know.
And you're saying that the people that are showing up are going to be naked as well?
I'm not saying that. I was joking. Damn.
See, I'm giving you opportunities to sell this thing, and you keep messing it all up. Yeah, all right.
But if someone's following the subject of the show, and the show is clothing optional, and you're going to the opening, I mean, it's logical.
People wearing togas? They have a toga party?
Come clothing optional.
Come clothing optional. Okay, there you go. And what is that? Are we doing? Is it going to be togas? They gotta wear togas. They should have toga. Make it into a toga party.
Generally, to an opening, you wear what? You know, you think it's appropriate.
Well, I normally go out with a toga, so that would be perfectly. They should have a big toga party over there.
That would be fun.
Toga.
Well, that's the great thing. Once you join the Rocky Neck Art Colony and get involved with the center, number one, you'll be able to do the winter show this year, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And there are different exhibit opportunities that come up that, you know, as a member, then you can get involved in doing. Mm. But there are just so many events that go on over there. But they're always looking for people to.
Are you saying if I put in my $100 now to join the Rocky Neck Art Colony, I can't participate in the show because everybody
well,
all the space is taken?
It's no, they've already. I believe the whole season is already scheduled.
They wouldn't make space for me, Joey Shimataro. I'm just kidding. Delusional. See, once again, Joey, you're so full of yourself. You're so delusional.
Such but you will loser. Be able to get the winter show.
Such a loser. Yeah. Well, that's nice. Well, you know what? I got
incredibly
what do I need them? Wait a second. What do I need them if they're not going to let me in their show? I got the Good Morning Rocky Neck Con Studio Good Morning Gloucester Gallery on Madfish Wharf. We're going to have parties down there. We're going to have mug-ups down there.
Believe me, the Rocky Neck Art Colony will be thrilled.
I don't know if they want me now. I don't think they want me.
Of course they want you.
I don't think they want you. You just said they don't want me.
I don't know. You make things up, Julie.
And all you hear is Ed Smoker laugh in the back.
I got to say something, though, before we forget, because we were talking about this off-air beforehand, and that is just how cool these podcasts are and how much fun they are to do as opposed to videos, because that whole, like,
The camera in your face thing
that like totally squeezes me out isn't there. So it's just like
you get nervous. You tense up. Whenever I have the camera on you, your shoulders get like crouching
up.
Tiger, hidden dragon position.
But that's why I always have a camera in front of. I'm always with the camera in front of my face, taking other people's pictures.
Carolyn Kirk.
I think a lot of photographers are that way.
Carolyn Kirk, at the end of after she was leaving after her podcast, said, "Yeah, the whole mic instead of the camera thing. You know, you kind of let your guard down a little bit because, you know."
Well, it's just so much more natural having a conversation.
Yeah.
You don't have to think
about.
I definitely agree.
Is there
something hanging out of my nose or, you know, off my whatever.
Hanging out of your nose. Oh, well, that's great. Well, I can't wait for all this the summer. There's a soft opening on May 9th, and then the season's got. When is your first guest artist coming in?
The first guest artist is Judith Montefrante and Roger Salisbury. Now, their exhibit officially is June 1st to June 14th, but because of opening earlier and the guest artist space is all fresh and clean and new, I invited them to come in earlier if they wanted. So they're going to hang on next Friday.
Their party is going to be on the 1st, though, or June?
No, I think their party is on the 7th. I've got a poster that I'm getting ready to put up. I didn't want to put it up too early. But they'll be in there. They'll actually be hanging a little bit longer because we're open rather than having the space empty.
The last thing I'd like to close with this, and I want people to understand when we have mug ups, or we have shows, or we have parties down at the. This is not a party just for the Good Morning Gloucester contributors, and not just for the FOBs. This is for anybody. We want you to come down. We want you to be a part of it. Even if you don't write comments in, we've never heard your name before. We want to meet you. We want you to come down and be a part of this Good Morning Gloucester family. We just try to have fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll be a little off color. Maybe we're, you know, a little politically incorrect. But honestly, in the end, what we are trying to accomplish is having fun.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's such a, that was the greatest. I mean, aside from moving to Cape Ann, the greatest thing that happened to me moving here was connecting with Good Morning Gloucester. And I don't know if you remember when we first connected and you called me a lurker because I was one of those people that read the blog, but I never commented.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know anybody. The first time I contacted you was when I did my Dogtown and Babson Boulder calendar, and you were like, I don't know who you are.
No. The first time you think, she's like, you are out of the blue. You said, I want to be a contributor.
No.
I was like, that's pretty brave.
No. I'm going to correct you. I contacted you because I did my Dogtown and Babson Boulder calendar, and I asked you if I could put something up on the blog about it. And you said, a contributor
Sharon Lowe
has a calendar, and I couldn't. She's a regular contributor, and I couldn't do that to her. If you want, I can put it up the day after Christmas. Then I wrote back and I said, well, I'd like to be a contributor. And then you said, Who is this broad? I don't know who she is, from Adam or from Eve.
That's pretty brazen, asking to be a regular contributor.
So what would you have in mind? So then I sent you three Did You Knows, and you were like, keep them coming.
Yep. I was like, well, why don't you submit? I'm always like, well, why don't you submit a few pieces, and I'll see if, you know, this is something, you know, it's something that we can use, you know, because a lot of people, they recognize how much influence and how many people Good Morning Gloucester reaches. So I can be a little skeptical. Okay, what is this person? What is their angle? Do they just want to sell stuff through the blog? Which, you know, I don't have a problem, you know, promoting people either. But like, if you're going to be a regular contributor, I don't want you every post be stuffing your own stuff down everybody else's throat.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's not.
Well, it wouldn't make the blog fun.
It would not make the blog. You know, would not make the blog fun. But that's not what you do. You're a valuable asset to the team.
And I just feel so grateful to be, because of the family and the connection with so many people, you know, all the Good Morning Gloucester contributors, but just so many wonderful people. We were talking about that this morning, and it's just like...
Where were you talking about it?
When we were at Mamie's Kitchen having coffee.
Once again,
Donna, Kim,
this is the streak has unbroken of Alicia DeWolf being mentioned in every single podcast.
She wasn't there this morning. But how all of us, you know, will be, you know, wherever, in the grocery store, and people will just come up and they'll say, oh, EJ, oh, Kim, oh, Don, whatever. And you don't necessarily know them, but people know you because they read you on the blog and your picture's there, and we all connect with each other even if we haven't met. And then I've made some wonderful friends with people like Ann Kennedy, who's here now visiting from Michigan. And, you know, for the
long fan of the
time,
blog, reads
fan
it every
of the
day.
Blog, and we, you know, we connected through, you know, posting and comments, and then get to meet. And it's just really wonderful that you just, it's like this huge circle of friends. And that's what I was saying to them. It's like anyone who reads the blog, that they're all good people. Mm. It's like you just have this sense of it's just this big family.
Except for Paul Morrison, he's a prick.
I thought you were going to say Paul Franchero.
No. It's this running thing. I like to... It's a joke. It's a joke. I love
everybody.
It is funny. We're eclectic. We have a totally diverse group.
And that's the thing that's so great, too, is that I tend to, wherever I am, I tend to gravitate toward the art community, and those are my peeps. But the great thing about being here is I've connected with so many people in so many different walks of life that do so many different things, but we all just really connecting, and because we all love Gloucester.
Right, that's,
you know,
the
we
thread.
We have that central love that connects us all.
Yeah. So. Well, there you go. EJ, this has been great. Thanks for, this is like the studio 1B, as we hear from the coffee maker. This is great. This is for EJ LeFevre, EJ Khan. This is Joey Shimotaro, and you've listened to the Gloucester Cast. Thank you very much.